before I whip him, I'm gonna take him.
But he ain't done anything wrong, because the nurse sent him home.
Uh-huh, well, I take him and came back and inquired what was the trouble that you sent him.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want him up here cutting up and showing out. I'm not trying to raise him like that. I want him to treat everybody kind of time of day. Good morning, good evening, do to anybody.
Okay, well, let's say that maybe he didn't feel too good, and they had to send him home because he wasn't feeling well. You might say he was what?
Was sick.
Okay, he might be sick, all right. If sometimes you have a sick feeling right down here, you might say that you feel sick, what?
Well, sometimes you haven't eaten your meal, and you've been used to eating regular meal and on due time. Well, if you don't get it, you know, it gives you an empty feeling in him.
And where's that?
And that's in your stomach.
Okay.
And you're going to feel sick until you get that meal. When you get that meal, get you some cold drink or something other, you feel all right.
You're like sleeping then.
That's right, honey. But if you go to bed hungry, honestly, you can't sleep. You got to get up and get you some milk, some tea, a glass of tea, something before you can sleep.
Okay. Have you ever been or seen after a wedding if the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom, sometimes I make lots of noise and this sort of thing. Do you have a name for that?
Well, I said it, that's disobedient.
Okay. Let's see, if you wanted to frighten a child, and sometimes you might say, you better behave or something's going to get you, what would that something be?
I think that might be a switch.
A switch. Well, now, if this was like a person, something that might be a spook or something that's spooky to frighten children with, what would you call this?
I told him, well, if you don't want to say nothing to the child, don't scare him, get him frightened, because you see, if he gets to the place he thinks you want to send the child out after something, he said, Mom, I'm scared, something will get me. But you see, I done told him if he get out, something will catch him. Well, he's scared if he go to the
door. Yeah, what do you think this might be that's going to catch him? What does he think it might be?
He don't know what. He just did either say something will catch him. He said, a dog will bite me. They'll tell him, yeah, a bear will catch him.
Okay.
And they wants to know, well, what is the bear? I say, he got 4 feet.
December the 25th, you might come up to a friend and you might give him a real good greeting. What would you say to him? On December the 25th.
I said, hi, friend, how you feeling?
Well, you know, sometimes around December the 25th, we put up a tree and we decorate it, and we got presents and this sort of thing. What would you say then?
Merry Christmas, or whatever day it be.
Okay.
Happy New Year to you. Hope you have be successful through the New Year out.
Okay. If you've got to carry a real heavy suitcase, but you don't have to carry it very far. You might say, I'm really glad I don't have to do what to this suitcase very far?
Totally,
okay. What do you call an animal that has a real hard shell and he lives in the water and he can pull in all his legs and his head?
A beaver, a gator, tappings.
Okay.
You know, you have to take a tapping, you know, if you catch a gopher, you got to take the axe and when you kill it, when you cut his head off and set it aside, you can cut it, you know, you get it loose and you cut the stomach part where it drags from the back.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
That's what you call them chitlins.
Chitlins. How do you fix chitlins?
Well, you take, when you get the hog killed, you know, and get the fat off them, and you put it in a pan and you get you some warm water, get cold water, and pour it in them, just hold this in and hold this in, which you're going to pour the water in and hold the other in, so it's going to run out fast and pour it. And you shake them up and down this way, and then you let it down, and all that food goes out on the ground. And then you get them all clean, then you take water and wash them, and then you get your warm water and salt and put in that, wash them again. You see that, get them hooks off.
Yeah.
And then you can finish pick all that fat, because there's so much fat, you got to get it off.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?